Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain. Then he lost his egg in battle, so he was dancing in the train. They're all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. I don't mind the
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It is Wednesday, 3:53 in the late afternoon. Orioles are still in town, taking on the Yankees in the Bronx. The weather is 65 degrees, not a cloud in sight. Rain nowhere to be found. The lineups are set. The starting pitchers have been chosen. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. And we have Zach behind the booth. And we'll be previewing the Yankees versus Baltimore. Baltimore Orioles game today. Jake, how are you doing?
James. Zach. Rognet Odor. Rognet Odor.
Guy's got a rough odor about him.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
No.
What's going on, everybody? Well, talking Yanks Yanks got hot in the street for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Rognet Odor coming to town. He's not playing tonight. If you want to hear more talk about him, a couple guys that have had a couple drinks, tune in live tomorrow night. We're doing the Jameson Taillon game. But, Jim, that's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're live streaming it. We're doing our main recap episode. This is the Talking Yanks pregame show, April 6, 2021. You, me, Zach.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Not a cloud. There wasn't a cloud in the sky that day, and the balls came down from the heavens, and they said, yeah. Yeah.
Three S.
Then our arrows will blot out the sun.
We'll fight in the shade. Jim, we got a big game today to get over 500 for the first time this season.
If they get over 500, they're not coming back. Mark my words, if they win today, the Yanks will never be under 500 again, or I will chop my foot off.
Let's be terrible people for 12 seconds. Why is Brett Gardner batting third?
I hate Brett.
Why is this guy even on the team? We've got Rognet Odor! And Brett Gardner's hitting third?
Was that 12 seconds, Zach? It felt like it was less than 12 seconds.
It felt less.
It felt like it might have not been anywhere close to 12 seconds.
Oh, my God. Shots fired from Zach. Zach's back and he just came at you so hard.
Jim, Yanks are playing the Orioles second game of the series. Yankees won last night. 7-0? Shut them out?
Monty.
Pick them up, put them down?
Monty.
Orioles basically got pantsed and had a small flaccid wiener last night.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Yeah. Takes me back to junior year of college.
Hi, I'm an Oriole.
Yankees are going with DJ LeMay, who is leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge batting in the two-hole, playing right field. Brett Gardner slides into the three-hole, replacing Aaron Hicks in center field. Giancarlo Stanton plays 2 days in a row.
Wow, huge.
He's DHing. Behind him in the fifth hole is Gleyber Torres. Batting sixth, Clint Frazier. Seventh, Jay Bruth. Batting eighth, Gio Urshela. And behind the dish, making his first start of the year, is Kyle Shades Higashioka, who will be catching Garrett Cole. They were a tandem last year. Gary Sanchez gets a day off. Aaron Hicks gets a day off. Talkman remains on the bench.
The bench.
Don't.
That's when you have a snack on the bench.
I'll knock you out. Who else is on the bench?
It's like brunch.
Wade's on the bench as well.
Wade.
Yes. On the other side of the ball, the Baltimore Orioles have Cedric the Entertainer Mullins leading off, playing center field. Trey, everybody loves him and rooting for him. Mancini at first base. Anthony Santander, switch hitting right fielder, batting third. Ryan Mountcastle.
Imagine.
Left field. Then Rio Ruiz, Michael Franco, Freddie Galvez, Pedro Severino, Chance Sisco, DHs. Dean Kramer on the bump. Dean Kramer made his debut last year in 2020, pitched against the Yankees two times, twice, shut him down both times. Only one earned run, both games. So two earned runs total. So the Yankees have a little redemption to do. He made his major league debut against the Yankees September 6th. He went six innings, one hit. The Yankees in his debut. Let's take a look at the lineup he faced then. It was DJ LeMahieu, Luke Voit, Gardner, batted three-hole. Dean Kramer has seen three-hole Gardy twice in his life. Clint Frazier batted fourth. Mike Ford batted fifth. Miguel Andujar batted sixth. Tauchman batted seventh. Kratz batted eighth. And Tyler Wade batted ninth. Holy smokes, that lineup's crazy bad.
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wowie, wow, wow. Yeah, his first two MLB games were against the Yankees. Six innings, one earned run, five innings, one earned run. The next time they did make him work a little more, 99 pitches,
the lineup
five innings.
The lineup was a little better.
Right. Interested to see. He had some pretty good stuff. It wasn't a TJ Zoik situation where we're just like, hey, like stop just doing bad. Like he looked pretty solid. He was a piece they got in return in the Machado trade, if I remember correctly. So we'll see what he's got. I mean, he's the Orioles' fifth starter, so I'm not going to hype this guy too much, Jim.
Okay. Don't hype him, then.
Would you just take a
screenshot? I screenshotted that lineup, and I said, I have to tweet out. Okay. Look at this Yankees
lineup. That's fair.
Lineup. From last year that Dean Kramer made his debut against. I mean, that's a crazy bad lineup.
You forget how hot Kratz was.
DJ, Voit, Gardner, Frazier, Ford, Andujar, Tauchman, Kratz, Wade.
I missed Ford the first time through. That stings. Stings the nostrils.
So, yeah. Be ready for Dean Kramer. He's making his debut. I mean, he's been very... Historically, when making his season debuts against the Yankees...
Good.
He's lights out. And this is going to be his second season debut against the Yankees. So learn how to talk. Learn how to talk, Jimmy. Stumble on one more word.
Learn how to talk. He's been telling himself this since he was young. Used to be not so fun. Now here he is, John Boy Media. Listen to him talk about stuff. We'll be back in five. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, we're back.
Back here, and I have Dean Kramer's pitch mix for you. He throws a four-seam fastball 40% of the time, a curveball 26.7% of the time, and a cutter 19% of the time. Uses a sinker every now and then, two-seam fastball to mix it up, but primarily you're going to see those three pitches. Two different versions of the fastball and a curveball. Dean Kramer. Yankees have Garrett Cole starting for them, Jake. Ooh. He's been pretty good in his career, especially of late. Went 5.1 innings pitched, two earned runs in his debut against the Blue Jays, looking to get a little better than that here. I'd like Cole to end his outing on a better note than he did last time.
Yeah, that was almost my what to watch for coming up in a little bit.
Okay.
Because that's just not cool, man.
No, not cool.
You know, don't leave that bad taste in our mouth. But, yeah, man, Coltrane.
When's the last time you used mouthwash?
So, know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I like mouthwash.
Why wouldn't you?
But I don't use it a ton.
Okay.
I wish I used it more.
Okay.
You?
There's a certain mouthwash that I keep at the office that I use quite a bit.
You don't want to give them the ad?
It's got, like, peroxide in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like whitening?
No. No.
Okay, I thought that's why the peroxide would be in there.
Just another wrong thought by you.
Speaking of wrong thoughts, Jim, what's your what to watch for this game?
Man. Well, I mean, Cole's an easy one. We always talk about the pitchers anyway. I'd like Cole to have easier innings than he had against the Blue Jays. Like, it'd be cool if Cole's first, if one of the first or two innings were just like bam, boom, bam, bam, boom, bam, bam, boom, bam. You're like, whoa. So I'm looking for the first or the second inning, just real easy. One, two, three. Never threw more than two balls to a batter. You know, just like went after
ooh,
him.
Ooh, Gareth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm watching, I mean, three-hole Gardner, I guess. The Yankees are so crazy. I don't want it to come across like I'm complaining.
Yeah.
Because I in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it matters that much. No. I just think the Yankees are so sick in the head and think they're so smart.
Yeah.
Like, someone in the analytics department told Boone, do you know that, you know, the three-hole batter actually has the most chances to ground into a double play? Statistically, they come up with a runner on first the most, so I think maybe that's why we should put a speed guy there. And then they would rather put a lefty and a fast lefty three-hole than someone who can hit.
Yeah.
Like, if Gardner was hurt, I think, and Wade was in this lineup.
No, don't say it.
They wouldn't. You don't. That'd be so that. Funny if they put him three, though.
Like, Jay Bruce not fast. Lefty. Hit half the requirements. Like, Tauchman.
They don't.
There is a chance Mike Tauchman could bat third.
Oh, yeah. If Gardy was hurt, then Tauchman would be the three-hole batter, because all they want is speed and a lefty in the three-hole.
They're so dumb.
When every other team would rather have a good hitter there.
There's a lot of National League teams that still bat their best hitter third.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees have Brett Gardner.
So anyway, I'm watching. I mean, I think Gardner will be fine. He's come through.
I might sneeze. I sneezed.
Good sneeze.
Thank you.
What's your what to watch for? Mine is Gerrit Cole having an easy inning, and then I also have Gardy three-hole.
Gerrit Cole having an easy inning. Those are a couple of the big ones. Yeah, I guess, you know, we can always get looped into the starting pitcher, Jim.
Yeah.
They have a big part in every game.
It's kind of an illegal what to watch for.
Jim, I kind of need Cole to be good.
Okay.
But not, like, freak out good.
Because of the Higgy
stuff? Like, imagine if Gerrit Cole has a 6-innings pitch, 12K game, like, no earned runs.
Yeah.
People are going to get loud. So I kind of don't need that.
Okay.
I need 6 innings pitched, 1.5 earned runs, 8 Ks. So watch out for that. Okay. I guess I should save that for premonitions. That's not a premonition, though.
Yeah, save premonitions for the end.
Clint Gardy, Judge. God, I don't know. Just team defense. You know, there's a lot of days where we shrug at Gary's stuff. He's not buying the dish tonight, so you expect normal catcher blocking, all of that from Higgy. You know, Jay Bruce at first, Glibber at short. We got Gardy in center today. I want to see, like, a clean game. Like,
that's your what to watch for, a clean game?
I just want to, like, firm handshakes at the end. Like, we played baseball tonight, boys. The season started.
Yeah.
No errors.
I have this game close through four.
Close through four.
Yeah.
Show me again.
Close through four. And then, my God.
Second time through the lineup type deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, second time through the lineup. I think it's just going to be like, boom, bam, bam, boom, bam. Bam, bam, boom. Bam, 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 boom, boom, bam. Bam, boom. A lot of hits.
Boom, bam, boom, bam, bam, boom, boom, bam, boom, bam, bam, bam. It's like a musical show, Zach.
Here we go now. Oh, whose birthday is it? What? Whose birthday is it? Juke. Whose birthday is it? What? To the, oh, what? Oh, what? Look out. Now, can we? What? Can I, what? Oh, that's right. It's just.
Yeah, so a lot of runs in the back end of the game. There might even be, like, sloppy at the end.
Oh.
Like, I got the Yanks going, like, 5-0 in the fifth, and then, like, by the 10th, it's 10-0.
I'm going to save it.
Save it, dude. Save it.
I'm going
to
save it.
Do you want to go to the pitching path to victory?
Let's go to the pitching path to victory, Jim.
2 days in a row, we've nailed it. No, we were wrong. We didn't think Chapman would get used, but he did get used.
I thought there was a chance.
But we knew Sessa was second out,
yeah,
no matter what, and he was yesterday. So today we have Cole. I'd like to pencil him in for six like you have him.
Yeah.
I'd really like to. So we got Cole.
I think I got it.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Well, everyone's available. Like, I do think Chad will get used.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going Cole to Litke.
Interesting. Why?
Litke hasn't been used since opening day. I don't like Nick Nelson following Cole. That feels like a little league situation. We talk about it a lot. When
Litke pitched a second game. After Kluber.
Second game, 4-3. That's fine. I think if Nelson comes out after Cole, there's the Little League effect, okay, where it's like, you know, this guy throws kind of similar stuff, but it's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you want that. So I think you go Lint Licker, you get the gross curveballs out there. Higgy's out there. Gary doesn't have to deal with that. So I think you're looking at Cole, Litke, Nelson. If you need Chad, I just don't think you need him.
If it's a blowout, I definitely see that plan.
Yeah.
Like, if it's five or more, I definitely see the Lint Licker being out there. And maybe even Nelson after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
If it's a close game, will they use Chapman 2 days in a row? If it's a save situation, yes, they have to.
I'd think no.
Then you couldn't have used him yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of fair. I understand what you're saying. It was 19 pitches yesterday. It's early in the season. I go either way on it.
If they use him,
it makes sense. If they don't use him, I think it also makes sense.
I think the back end is there. Chapman for the ninth, Chad for the eighth, O'Day for the seventh. If it's a close game, I think they have that there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's not available? Sessa.
King still isn't available.
And presumptuously Mike King.
Yeah. Sessa and King are the only people not, like, firmly
so
not
if
available.
You're a big Sessa King fan, tonight's game ain't for you. I'm sorry.
I have Freddie Galvis.
Really?
Like, doing something.
Are we jumping to premonitions?
Oh, that kind of just hit me then. Yeah, I'll save it. But yeah. Yes.
We do premonitions at the end.
At the end. Don't get ahead of yourselves. So pitching path of victory set.
Set.
Big lead. Litke to Nelson. Close game. O'Day, Chad, Chapman.
Like it. It'd be nice, man. Ooh, and Jim, something to think about.
Yeah.
Yankees have an off day Thursday.
Yes.
Before they play the Rays.
Yes.
So, I do think they're going to want to get the good guys another game before Tampa.
Yeah, so maybe
so
it's
if
today.
Today is close, then, I do think they roll everyone out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they would win the series, and then they do dumb
whatever
stuff
they
tomorrow.
Need tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's how they operate. So close game, they're going full Arsenal. We both agree.
Let's go Arsenal.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. A commanding 2-0 lead for me. I got Stanton correct yesterday. It was my premonition.
Dominating.
I said he would hit a ball so hard it would scare us if someone tried to catch it.
Dominating.
Hit the hardest ball, fourth hardest and farthest ball ever hit in Yankee Stadium.
Hard ball.
So go me. I'm leading the series 1-0. Did we get that fixed?
You're hot.
2-0. I do have the first pick today.
It was right yesterday. The number just didn't come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
It was coming. The one for the series score was coming. It
yeah,
just wasn't
way,
there
it,
yet.
Yeah, it was delayed.
So it wasn't wrong.
It's
just en route.
Late.
Missant.
Yeah. Missant.
To the...
Like Jake's penis. All right, I get first pick.
I think you have first pick today.
Yeah, I cannot take Stan. I cannot take Glaber. Jake cannot take Clint nor DJ. So it would be dumb of me to choose Clint or DJ with my first pick, even if I wanted them. There's a strategy here, guys. Welcome to the Homer Draft.
Welcome to the Great
So
game.
I can't take Stan. I can't take Glaber.
The Hunt for Red October.
I can't take DJ. I can't take Clint.
Only Ooh, the
penitent. Okay. 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 Already and all is float on. All right. Already.
You're gonna who are you going to take, Jim?
Aaron Judge.
Oh, big.
Badge.
Bigly.
Aaron Judge
is phenomenal. I love Aaron Judge.
I'm taking Aaron Judge with my first pick.
It's a good pick, man. He homered yesterday.
Thanks.
Maybe he gets hot.
I don't know how much that means coming from you. Haven't selected a correct homer your whole life.
Jim, with my first pick.
Yep.
I'm going to take Giancarlo Stanton. We've seen him get hot in a hurry.
Well, they don't get hot in a
hurry. Orioles. You know the deal.
Uh-huh. What do you like better, dill pickles or dill pickle?
My second pick is going to be Jay Bruce.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think
I thought you might make a bad decision.
Ooh, okay. See, kid on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the old man pulls something out of his back pocket.
You think so?
Like, Ding Kramer is going through this lineup
mentally.
Did
you just call him Ding Kramer?
Ding Kramer. Ladies and gentlemen, next on the stage, it's Ding Kramer.
They're going to be calling him Ding Kramer after the boom, boom, booms.
After the boom, boom, booms. I think Ding Kramer's looking at this lineup, and, like, when he gets to Jay Bruce, he thinks that's his exhale. And I think Bruce sneaks one.
Okay.
So, Giancarlo, Stanton, and Jay Bruce.
Now?
This is time for your second pick.
Yeah, this is when I'm going to make my second pick. I just need to put in that your first picks. Someone type. Did you type Bruce in?
Yeah.
I'll type Stan in. It was weird that he typed only the second pick, but not the first pick.
He left the cursor in.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, I really want to take one person, but I'm probably not going to take him because I'm caught between two guys here.
What?
Can you take your headphones off and plug your ears? Zach, should I take Clint or Iggy? Second. Okay. You're clear. You're good. You can unplug, dummy. Taking Higgy.
Kyle?
Taking Higashioka.
It's a good pick.
He's got the shades on.
It's a good pick, man. I thought about it.
Cole and Higgy. Like, when Higgy... Cole's catchers just hit home runs.
Higgy or Gardy's hitting one today. It's flip a coin, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? No, no, no. Did Higgy homer in his last start? But he homered in his fourth last start.
Oh.
In the playoffs.
Higgy homered in his fourth last start?
Yeah.
Wish I knew that.
Yeah, well, you don't know anything about Higgy's four starts ago.
Eep.
Boing. Could you hear me talking the honor code? Could you hear me?
Nothing.
For real?
For real.
That's cool.
I plugged him.
Nice.
Can't hear anyways.
Yeah, bad hearing to begin with. Right?
It was actually kind of cool.
Jake was born with bad ears.
Yeah. It's a family thing. My mom can't hear.
I come from a family that can't talk, so that's cool.
My sister gets a little mumbly, and then with me and my mom not being able to hear, it's just like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody That's knows cool. what's happening.
I like
Decent
that.
Eyesight still.
Cole saying I missed my pick. I have the most correct Higgy picks in Homer Draft history.
We'll check that. Zach, whose Homer Draft picks do you like?
Well, he fucking helped me.
Yeah,
pick
I feel
mine,
like
so.
I have a lean here.
Well, but illegal.
Yeah.
Highly illegal.
However, we were talking in the office saying that Higgy was the sneaky good pick.
Keek the sneak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I win.
So you're on Jimmy's side.
I am on
Jimmy's 2019, side. I got a Higgy homer correct. Oh, I got two correct in 2019.
Huge.
I'm the fucking best.
To the, oh.
To the, oh. Oh, all right. Time for the over under. Don't switch it yet because BBD switched it too early. Now, with Cole on.
Oh, boy.
See this? With Cole on the bump.
Ooh, he's good.
He's good. So I think it's going to come down. It's been 9.5 the last two times.
8.5.
I was thinking they might be sickos and go 8 flat.
That ran through my mind, and then I thought, oh, that's the dumbest shit I've ever thought.
Okay, what is it? Eat shit!
So dumb. Well, it's the over, then.
To the 10-0. I already said that. Both taking the over?
Over.
Over.
I lived in the golden age.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
Easy over today, right?
Doing it up on the Broadway stage. Down. You remember that song? It was a Heineken commercial.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Little blonde girl from like Netherlands or Denmark.
Heineken's whole commercial campaign was just like weird party scenes. What was that?
Well, they had like that guy who just walked through the party.
Yeah, he'd just go party to party.
That song was like the Asteroids Galaxy.
I'm going party to party.
Yeah, yeah, the Asteroids Galaxy Tour was the name of the band.
I wish I lived in the golden age, giving it up on the Broadway stage.
Copyright.
Copyright. Can't get copyrighted.
This is my premonition.
All right.
Just when I thought I said all I could say, Ma, I looked inside, said something down the way. Premonitions, damn, I'm torn. I don't know what, but I know what's about to happen.
Do you have a premonition?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
Zach, do you like the new segment, Premonitions?
I like it. I like how naturally it came up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a joke, Jake, because you sang Usher. This show is extra cringy when you get high before, said William Cutting. Not high. Not high at all.
Oops. the premonition I had was, Jim.
We get high on Wednesdays.
We both William. Agree this is going to get out of control a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I think we see Talkman at first late.
No.
Yep.
No, you don't.
They got to get Jay Bruce off his feet.
Oh, my God.
They got to get Uncle Jay off his feet. Mike Talkman, eighth inning, first base. Next.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
My premonition was that Freddie Galvis is going to be the bottom of the order guy that fucks Cole.
Okay.
Freddie Galvis has, he gets like 250,000 grand. If he gets traded this season. So he's got a lot of motivation to get traded. And he did something cool yesterday. Didn't he get a hit, then he stole a base or something like that? Yeah, he get a hit, and then he stole second. Yeah. So I have him. There's always a bottom-of-the-order guy that messes with Cole. Freddie Galvis, I saw him, like, extending his arms. I don't have it as a home run because I don't think he's got enough pop. But, like, maybe, like, a triple down the line, and then Cole has to get out of that jam. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Lead off triple.
Like something. I just have Freddie Galvis being the dude. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Zach, do you have any premonitions for today?
Nothing comes
to
mind.
On or off the field?
I thought that I would have to, like, think of one, but that's not how premonitions work.
No.
No, so I
no,
can't.
No, you can't go digging for a premonition.
Yeah,
Zach.
So I can't lie and say that I have one.
Do you ever have deja vus?
Yes, pretty frequently.
How frequently? Like every minute?
Like this is starting to feel familiar.
What about wet dreams? We have a buddy who used to have them like weekly.
A lot.
Like a lot?
A lot.
Yeah, he said he used to have one like once a week.
I never had that.
I think he was just kind of like waking up with the bone and rubbing it on the bed.
That's your life. Jake has said he's pansexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that.
This is a sexual pregame.
Always is. What outro music? Oh, dude, we didn't play your song, Zach.
Zach, what are you doing over
there? It's okay.
You guys are looking for Rogned Odor Talk. Again, that'll be probably tomorrow.
Can't do Rogue Neto Dortok on the pregame show because he is not playing in the game.
Not playing in this game.
We have a very strict schedule here on the pregame show. We rarely run off course. We do the lineups, the pitching, path to victory, the homer draft, over-under, premonitions, and we run a really tight ship, and we don't get off course. That's the whole thing here. What are you looking up? You look like you're looking up something to say one last thing before we close the show. No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, here's Zach's band. All right, everyone. We will see you later. Enjoy the game very much. We'll be back for pregame show tomorrow. Then we'll be live all day tomorrow. Goodbye.
All these deja vus.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.